It's always been a fact in popular music that bands come and go, but they usually leave something behind in the way of a few albums. The Vagrants were one of the most popular bands in New York City during the 60s, but when Light in the Attic Records compiled their complete recorded work for the album I Can't Make a Friend, it came to a mere 30 minutes worth of music. Here's rock historian Ed Ward to tell us about the band.
Vagrants, between 1964 and 1968, rose from a bunch of high schoolers rehearsing in a basement in the Forest Hills section of Queens in New York to playing for thousands of kids in clubs, but the chances are that if you weren't in the audience, you've never heard them. The band started when Peter Sabatino and his buddy Larry Weinstein saw the Beatles at Forest Hills Tennis Stadium in August 1964, literally next door to Peter's apartment building, and he and Larry decided that this was what they wanted to do. Larry's older brother Leslie was a good guitarist, so he joined up. Jerry Storch, whom they knew as a champion bowler at the local lanes, revealed one day that he played piano and had some songs, so they invited him to join. Good thing, too. The Weinsteins were thrown out of their basement for making too much noise, and Storch got the manager of the bowling alley to let them set up in its lounge. The last element was a drummer. Roger Mansour met the others one day when the principal called them in to lay down the law about their long hair. Roger had already been drumming for another band, but the Vagrants sounded more interesting. And anyway, the principal had suspended them all. A girl at the bowling alley got them a gig playing a Sweet 16 party, and they got paid $100 for it. More gigs followed, and by early 1965, they were playing one of New York City's coolest clubs, Steve Paul's Scene. Peter, Larry, and Roger enrolled at Quintano's School for Young Professionals, a high school for performers, and by the summer of 1965, they were approached by two guys with a label, Southern Sound, who asked them if they wanted to make a single. Of course they did.
That girl keeps staring. My mind is tearing. All those eyes. That girl annoys me. She's gonna.
Those Eyes is a bratty, paranoid garage rocker with snappy guitar work by Leslie, but it went nowhere. They got a summer-long gig in Hampton's Bay on Long Island and became friendly with a band working one of the other clubs, the Young Rascals. One thing the Rascals had that the Vagrants didn't was a Hammond B3 organ, an expensive instrument Jerry coveted. Returning to Manhattan at the end of the summer, the band wound up at another hotspot, the Rolling Stone, a club run by popular disc jockey Scott Muni, where they played for 18 weeks. A wealthy fan learned that Jerry wanted the B3 and took him to a music store, whipped out $2,500 cash, and asked that it be delivered to the Rolling Stone. The Vagrants were hot. They got residencies in all of Manhattan's best clubs, and visiting rock stars sat in with them. One of their gimmicks was to take a hit like the Beatles' No Reply and slow it way, way down and turn it into a white soul showcase, a trick Vanilla Fudge later built a career on. A tall, skinny, troubled songwriter, Bert Sommer, began writing material for them, and they made some singles for Vanguard Records, but again, nothing.
Stand this pain and torment, you're
became the house band at the Action House in Long Beach, a place with reputed mob connections, getting $1,500 a show and working 28 days a month. They added pyrotechnics to the show. Bombs would go off at the climax of one of their songs. One night, one of the bomb boxes under Jerry's organ wasn't completely out at the end of the night, and the entire stage, with the B3, burned, taking the Vagrant's equipment with it. Their booking agency didn't flinch. They re-outfitted the band the next day so the Vagrants could keep making the money. They still didn't have a hit, so Atco Records, with whom they had a deal thanks to the Rascals, called in Felix Pappalardi, fresh from producing Cream. He, his girlfriend Gail Collins, and Burt Summer collaborated on a single for the Vagrants to record.
Beside the sea, you and me, breaking waves on silver sand, deep in love, stars above, we walk together.
Again, nothing. By this time, the band had gotten out of control. Larry and Leslie fought all the time. Most of them were taking drugs, and the lack of success was getting to them. In the summer of 1968, Jerry Storch quit, and although the band staggered on for a while longer, it was over. Today, Roger Mansour is a missionary in Haiti. Larry's got a restaurant, Jerry Storch is a rabbi, and Peter Sabatino has a catering business and fronts the New Vagrants. Leslie? He changed his name to Leslie West and joined Pappalardi to form a band called Mountain. But that's another story.
Ed Ward lives in the south of France. He reviewed The Vagrants' I Can't Make a Friend, 1965-68, on Light in the Attic Records.